I have a title for this homily. It's Having a John the Baptist Moment. That's for my recording artist here for the website. John the Baptist, you know, he called out the sins of the scribes and Pharisees. Notice people were coming from all over to acknowledge their sins. You can imagine him calling out other sins. He almost certainly did. You know, the Gospels have only limited space. But he had the gift of insight. This is very clear, because when Jesus Christ comes, it gets in line. He looked like any other Jew from Northern Galilee with an accent from that part of the country. And nobody knew who he was. And John the Baptist, with his, so to speak, x-ray vision, looked right through him and saw the Son of God and called him out for what he was. Same thing with the scribes and Pharisees. This odd description of his garment and the locusts and wild honey. This means that was for a Jew that he was a genuine Old Testament prophet, and they hadn't seen any in centuries. So people were, they were curious, you know. And there's a genuine need to repent here, that people genuinely, they lived in a very secular and in some sense modern society. If you look at the Jewish, the people of Jews at that time, and they, like us, had a society very secular. It was only partly religious. The Pharisees and Sadducees, the Pharisees weren't quite as bad. The Sadducees ran the temple. They were corrupt. We know that they loved money. They were gypping people that were coming in trying to buy sheep and doves. They had to buy them from them, or they wouldn't accept it. And they were jacking up the prices, and they took over the court of the Gentiles. Instead of prayer, it became a marketplace, and so on. And so Jesus sees them and calls them out for what they are. You brood of vipers, right in front of everyone. We have a penance service Tuesday. I should get up and say, you brood of vipers, who called you to come here? All right, that's one way to get less people next year to come. But people came anyway from all over Judea and even across the Jordan, which was Moab. That wasn't Jewish territory, but there were Jews living there. And people would come, probably not even non-Jews. And we have the same phenomena at Ash Wednesday. It's our second or third largest group. The largest will be the family mass. Since we moved into this building, we've grown to grow the whole. People want to come to that. It's convenient. It's also fun with the kids. But it's Ash Wednesday, oddly enough, that people will come, and non-Catholics and people that don't come to church often. The emphasis is death and mortality, and we have a need to hear this, and it's a safe place for an hour to remember our mortality. And it's kind of a John the Baptist moment. It's like, aha, my life is precious. It's time to get moving on something. And Father George Wolfe of Happy Memory from South Salem, one of my mentors, used to say there are 2 days of the year when people want to hear something depressing, and it's Good Friday and Ash Wednesday, and make sure you deliver it. And I've never forgotten that. It's funny to say that, but John the Baptist was one of those kind. He only lived a year and a half because he was so apocalyptic. He told Herod off, and Herod cut his head off and kept right on going with what he did. Jesus called out the scribes and Pharisees, and they cut his head off too, and went right on with what they were doing. And you saw the result was the destruction of the Jewish nation, because they rejected what God had in mind for them. They missed their John the Baptist moment. There are many ways that this happens in our world. My favorite story is of the Desert Fathers. And this is a true story. There's a wonderful book of Desert Fathers and Mothers. And there were mothers out there too. And women and men, mostly men. But one was sitting under a tree, minding his own business and praying. And another monk or brother came by and got him all stirred up somehow. The brother under the tree committed sin because this brother had come by and told him off, or talked about politics, or God knows what it was. You know, that would get anybody stirred up in this country right now. And so the brother went to confession, and he told his spiritual advisor, I wouldn't have sinned except I was being so holy, and this brother came along and stirred me up. It was his fault. I see some of you use that with your spouse. It doesn't work. And the advisor said, no, you've got it wrong. He only revealed to you what was already inside of you. He did you a favor. Do you ever think like that when somebody cuts you off on the road? And something comes out of us. But it wasn't their fault. They helped us see what's really inside. And that's a John the Baptist moment. Having an aha moment that we see clearly what God wishes us to work on. Or something good that we do, that we're growing. I had a complete computer failure. I migrated a new computer. I accidentally pulled out some of the operating system and had to start completely over. I had an aha moment. I don't have to go to confession this time. Praise God, you know. I didn't complain about it. I offered it up. And you know what? I got it right back just like that. And God said, yeah, you're beginning to catch on. I took my Prius to get its 1 year oil change once a year. And I happened to mention to the guy, I said, you know, this thing used to get, I'm not bragging here, but used to get like 50, 55 miles per gallon. It's down to 35. I said, I don't know what's wrong. I got tires that aren't correct and stuff. And he said, when did last time you changed the spark plugs? I said, spark plugs, what are those? You know, I'd forgotten this thing doesn't need any work, you know. He said, every 10 years, you're supposed to get a tune-up, and it's been 10 years. So I said, okay, this is kind of a lot of money. Let's just get this done and do everything. I came out of there, and I'm getting 20 miles per gallon more. And you know what? I had an aha moment. They come in all different kinds. I went out of there, and after a week, went to Twenty Pieces Penance Service just Thursday night and came back, couldn't believe the mileage. But I came home and I said, if only it was that easy to just change a spark plug and change my life. It's a little harder for us, isn't it? Maybe you and I need a tune-up. We're starting to slow down. We're starting to get less mileage out of our spirituality. God is deliberately allowing us to see that we're slipping in some area. And I was just talking to one of our former police officers that is in this parish. I said, people are getting more road rage now in the 30 years I've been in this area. And I think, you know, you and I have been in that situation, but it's like that brother that we get stirred up, but it's what's inside of us. And this is a moment, you know, sort of change the spark plugs. Which cylinder is misfiring it within us? And this sort of thing. And another one that happened this week, I'm throwing these out because these happen to you, and they can be aha moments. I went over to Dutch Brothers, you know, it's been a tough week full of a lot of sick calls, and I always find Christ at a sick call, but there were a lot of them, and hard for families, and I went there to console myself with a decaf, you know. That's my consolation. I said, thank you, Jesus. I love this. I hit the curb. I curbed my car on the way in here, and that whole thing went all over the passenger seat, every last drop. I have a Prius that gets good mileage, and it smells like coconut in the inside for the next year. I said, well, that's a matter for confession. I can't tell you what that is. Again, I said nothing. You know, I'm half Italian hothead. I mean, I just am. And I said to God, thank you, Jesus. This is a miracle like the second coming of Christ. It really is. I've been working on this for 60 years. Well, not 60, 50. My parents were working on me until the age of 10. Then I began to catch on. I needed to get busy and start helping myself out. But I went right back there and got another one. They said, oh, let us give you that for nothing. We're so sorry. And I gave them a tip, you know, and I went out and I thought, it's an aha moment, you know. When you're patient, it's amazing what happens. It's just like, yeah, this is what God wants. We all have that fundamental weakness that we're working on. Every one of us does. I'm not unusual. We all have this. And Christ gives us these moments. And Advent is really a season with a lot of stress and grief for many of us, either doing too much or not having enough to do, or somewhere in the middle or both at the same time. People are coming at Christmas, they may have differences with them, or they're not coming at all, or they're dead, or we have too much to buy and do. And in the midst of all of that, John the Baptist will be coming. Last one I want to mention is Padre Pio. Oh, my mother loved him, and I couldn't stand it because there were so many books around the house. But as I got older, I really got into him. He had that x-ray vision, you know. People would come to him, and they'd wait and get a word of knowledge from him and confession, and they'd wait for days to get in. But he'd call them out. Sometimes he'd say, "You left out a sin. Go back and get in the back of the line when you're truly repentant." And people could hear it all across the line. And yet they came anyway. If I said that, would you come back to me? We had a non-English speaking priest here 1 year, and his line was three times as long because everybody knew he couldn't understand a word they were saying. But he gave out one rosary as a penance to everybody, and next time he came, nobody got in line. But I don't have that gift. God has to speak to you. I can't call out your sins. I don't know what they are. And I don't remember them either when you leave. But God is going to speak to you. When are you having a John the Baptist moment? When is God talking to you? We all are here seeking God. You wouldn't be here otherwise. Let him speak to you in Advent throughout your life. Every so often, if we're listening, we won't miss that aha moment, that John the Baptist moment in our lives.